This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The trial continues for two paramedics who gave Elijah McClain a dose of ketamine. CPR's Allison Sherry reports on a unique piece of evidence in court Wednesday.
Prosecutors showed the jury a rare look into a police department's internal affairs investigation, with 2 hours of taped interviews with defendants Peter Chikuniak and Jeremy Cooper. 2 weeks after McClain's death, both paramedics said that McClain was exhibiting signs of, quote, excited delirium. He was being restrained by police when they arrived on scene. That term has since been banned in law enforcement in Colorado. Cooper and Chikuniak both said that McClain had superhuman strength and that he was fighting with officers throughout the encounter. Body-worn camera footage shows McClain on the ground in handcuffs and unable to much move, much less resist or get up and walk away. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Audits of post offices in Colorado mountain towns found problems, including packages delayed and undelivered. The audits followed widespread public complaints. CPR's Dan Boyce.
Auditors visited 13 sites from Grand Junction to Aspen to Boulder. They found the problem stemmed in part from offices struggling to hire and retain employees. For example, in 2022, the Buena Vista Post Office had a 78% employee turnover rate. The audit lists 8 recommendations, including increased pay and more training.
CPR's Dan Boyce in Colorado Springs. 82 years since the USS Arizona sank in the attack on Pearl Harbor, a new submarine will carry its name. Nikki Stratton, who lives in Colorado, is the Navy's sponsor for the vessel.
We can kind of usher in this new era for the USS Arizona while also honoring the past.
Stratton's grandfather served on the battleship Arizona. He was badly injured but survived the attack at Pearl Harbor. This is CPR News and KRCC.